This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, now we've got Brenda in West Virginia on the line who needs some help with her log cabin.
I was wondering if it's more economical to put polyurethane on new logs with a sprayer or a roll of on.
You want to have, like, the shiniest house on the block, Brenda?
No, I'm not really looking for shine. I'm looking for just a protected the inside. I have to do the inside and the outside, and was putting the polyurethane on the inside.
You wouldn't use polyurethane. On the outside, you would use a exterior stain.
Right.
And there are different types of exterior stain. There's either transparent, semi-transparent, or solid color. Solid color is going to give you the most protection, has the most pigment in it. It has to be redone the least frequently. So that's going to last the longest.
Okay.
There are lots of good brands out there, but solid color stain would be the material to use on the outside of that home. And you could apply it, by the way, with a sprayer. You certainly don't want to brush it because of all the, you know, nooks and crannies and the uneven surfaces. The easiest way to do that is with a paint sprayer.
Okay.
All right, Brenda. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.